that's just a platitude. I don't want any more platitudes. I'm sick of easy answers or 30-second analysis of complicated crimes. Kids are shooting up their schools. Grown men are walking into offices and mowing down their co-workers. And I understand your point that schools and businesses are still safer than driving on the highway, but that explanation isn't enough. These shootings are happening everywhere, even places like here, where they don't belong. And they're happening to everyone, even to Danny O'Grady, who just 3 days ago seemed like a normal kid going through a hard time. And I feel like I missed something. I should have seen this coming. But then I look at it again, and I know I still never would have expected violence. Because I don't understand it, Quincy. Even I, who was raised by a woman who lived by her fists, can't imagine shooting up strangers. And I need to know why this happened to my town, because no matter how hard I try, I just can't get to sleep. It's not your fault, Rainey, he said again. She shook her head impatiently. Explain the shootings to me. I need to know. Is it because of guns? As an officer, should I be banning them from my community? Or is it video games and violent movies and books? Is it all because of that? Those things are factors. On the other hand, do I think censoring Hollywood and banning guns would end all the crime? No. Some people, even kids, are that angry. Then it's inevitable. We've become a violent culture, and there's nothing we can do about it? I don't think that. There's always something we can do. We're an intelligent society, Rainey. Nothing is beyond our grasp. Tell that to George Walker. Tell that to the parents of Alice Benson. I'm sure they're sitting home right now thinking about how capable society is.